This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Of course, it is Capricorn Drive. And right now, we're getting into Monday motivation.
A little inspiration goes a long way, and that's why Vodacom is taking Monday motivation to the next level. This youth month, join Capricorn Drive with Dean Komo and Dibo Makwanya every Monday between 4 and 5 p.m. as they profile interesting young people with inspirational stories of where they started, how they have overcame obstacles, and where they are now. The Monday motivation feature is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level.
This Monday motivation on the Capricorn Drive is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
So, our next level pioneer today, daring to live his dream through artistry, is 21-year-old Sandy Lekgapola, better known, of course, as SK Original for his work, and he is in the building joining us, man. SK, nice to meet you, brother. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, man. I've bumped into you a lot in the streets, and I'm not sure if you remember, but, you know, it's busy. It's crazy, but I've seen you a lot at a specific spot. I can't mention the name of the club. But I've seen you.
Yes, I've seen you there.
And every time when you walk in, I'm like, oh, finally, SK Umdrui. So I was like, no, it's not me, you know.
Yeah.
But shout out. Thank you so much for taking your time and coming to the show. We appreciate you. We are here to celebrate you, man. And before we start with our conversation, of course, we would like you maybe to introduce yourself. You know, who's SK? Where's SK from? You know, a brief glimpse into your family background also.
My name is Sandy Lekgapola. Some of you know me as Sharif. So, I popularly go by SK, which just started in like high school, towards after high school. So yeah, I'm the last born of three. Mom's from Cape Town, dad's from PLK, so this is where I reside, PLK.
Mm.
And yeah, this is me.
Just to see. Yeah. You know, I wish I can go live on my Instagram just so that I can, you know, throughout the conversation, people can see the beautiful work that has been displayed here. But of course, I trust Capricorn FM content will have it up right now on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So do make sure that you look out for those channels. Now, the reason you're here is because you're very talented. You stand out in the work that you do, which is art and, you know, drawing and painting. You will tell me which one you prefer. Do you prefer drawing or painting?
I prefer painting as of recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then where and when did you pick up the paintbrush or the pencil and felt like this is me. This is something that I want to do.
Okay. Quick story time. So, I've been drawing practically my whole life, you know, like small drawings, nothing spectacular, just stick men for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's more fun than writing words. So in all my homework books, if you look at the back, there's just drawings. I'm in class drawing. I'm just drawing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's basically it. And for me to draw faces, things like faces.
You know, detailed faces.
Detailed faces. This is when I was in like grade 12. Yeah, we had like a huge lockdown session. Like that was when lockdown started.
Yeah.
So I was in school and then I wasn't. I was at home for that whole period, and that was like a really long time. So I had a lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah.
So all I did was just like, let me try and draw faces.
Wow.
Something actually like that I can see, you know. And plus, the art I liked happened to be portraiture, where people did faces.
Mm.
So I was like, let me do this. So I drew a face, or I drew a part of a face every day until I drew like a proper face like these.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Do you remember your first art piece, and do you remember what actually inspired it now during lockdown?
I did the Mona Lisa, like I redrew that with pencil.
What?
Yeah, sure. But I mean, I'm gonna say it was fairly good for where I was. I surprised myself there, and then I drew myself, not surprising. I drew Trevor Noah, yeah. So those are the three I can remember when I started,
yeah,
and then. Only last year did I start painting, like proper painting. So the whole time I've just been drawing until last year's like, let me paint. And then took it a step further with the double-sided.
Yeah. Do you consider this a job?
It can be a job. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
So I don't really think of it as a job. But, you know, when you get a lot of clients, it becomes more work than, than you know. Than fun.
I wanted to get in your pockets. I'm not sure if you're a winner. I wanted to know, like, you know, and the reason I'm asking if you're considering this a job is, you know, because I understand some of the work that you do to showcase what you can.
Yeah.
And maybe admiration for a particular artist, right?
Yeah.
Be it a musician, a dancer, or whatever the case may be. But then do people come to you and say, yo, man, SK, dog, I'm looking for a portrait of myself or me and my family or whatever the case may be. And, you know, and you charge?
I do charge.
Okay.
I didn't play. Okay. I mean, I
practice. You don't play. Okay, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my presence and my highlights in my Instagram for most of what I do. The rugs, the double-sided, the drawings.
I remember the first time I followed you on Instagram, it was when I saw the double-sided paintings. Where did you get the idea that you could actually draw or paint something like that?
Wait a minute.
That you're able to see two different faces in one painting. He's that guy.
That's you?
That's him.
Yeah, that's Tony.
No way, bro. That's you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm blown away. Yeah.
When did you know you were able to do something like that? Because that is so cool.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Last year around August.
Mm.
Yeah, that's when I probably started doing like double-sided. So, idea came from like, you know, when you see those plastic things that change when you look at them.
Oh, yes.
It's like, I don't know. Where you
like holographic.
Mm. Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just less holographic. I mean, just, you know, the illusion part.
Yeah.
And then I figured if you draw at an angle, you'll see something at one side. And if you draw at another angle,
you'd see something
else.
And
the other side. If you stand in the middle, it looks like art, like gibberish art, but then it's still something you'd enjoy.
Yeah.
You just have to get a perspective.
Oh, my word.
I'm
blown away, man. I'm so blown away. All right. We are joined, by the way, in the studio by SK Original. If you've got any questions you'd like us to ask him, you're more than welcome to drop us a text on WhatsApp at 079-899-6226. We're gonna try and display his work as much as possible right now. I'm actually gonna go onto my Instagram right now and post some of the pictures. So also do follow at Capricorn FM on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter. Those pictures will be up in the videos. And then I'm also gonna do the same on my account on Instagram at @DeanComo_. We continue our conversation with SK Original in just a short while.
We serve the heat online too. Stream on Capricorn FM.
You continue to blow my mind, bro. Even the conversations that we're having on air that I'd love for us to bring on air, you know? So by the way, if you just tuned in, it is, of course, our next level pioneer, for hashtag youth making progressive move, brought to you by Vodacom Next Level. We are joined by an artist by the name of SK. He's, well known by the family as, Sandile Khapola. But SK for, that's the moniker he goes under right now. Now, let's talk about, cause here, I don't know, 3, 6, this is 10, right? It's 10, it was my count off.
2, 4, 6, 8. I think it's 9.
9.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I can't count quickly.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Yeah. How many art pieces would you say you've made thus far?
Including client work.
Yes, including client work, yeah. You probably lost count. 200. 200?
Like, yeah, because I work like a lot. I work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so 200 maybe plus or minus there.
Sheesh. And how long, like, if you're doing a portrait, a face, roughly, how long would it take you to complete one?
Okay, let's say one face on A3, right?
Yeah.
Which is the size of two A4s open.
Yeah,
size.
That.
So I'd say 18 hours maximum. It's probably 14 now through the experience. But like, yeah. But it's not all in one go. It's like separate sessions. Maybe in like 2 days, 3 days. Yeah.
Sheesh. You burn through those pencils, bro.
I have to.
Oh, man. All right.
What would you say has been the most difficult or hardest one to get right?
I'd say starting double-sided was pretty, like, hard. Because now I had to not only paint off of a canvas, because it's not a canvas, it's wood.
Mm.
So instead of painting on canvas, I'd have to paint on wood and... We're working with angles here, so there's a lot of maths involved in the first take, eh?
Sheesh.
Like real maths.
Yeah.
Like your
Pythagoras there.
You know, angels there. Yeah, I know, we're fighting. But yeah. The first one was Ricky Rick. That was a pretty hard one. If people look at it close enough, they could see, there's a wall.
Mm.
But after that, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. And what inspires you to create? And I think there's a conversation I should have asked you earlier, you know, earlier into the conversation, but I think now it's also still fitting, you know, what inspires you personally to create?
I don't really like staying like still, right? Mm. Like I want to do something. Mm. And creating through art is like the best thing for me. Just drawing every day, painting this. I just like getting to work. So I think the biggest inspiration is how bored I can get. Mm. If I'm being completely honest.
Oh, dude. I would bore the living lights out of you. In order to spark your creativity, dude, I'll just bore the living lights. I would just play some jazz and stuff. All right. But is that what it is? Is it the fear of, not being able to do anything that drives you to get up and do something?
Yeah. I think, yeah, you could involve a fear of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to become something.
Mm.
So. Doing something is the best way or the quickest way to get to where I need to be or where I need to find myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The devil finds work for idle hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're not doing anything, the devil will cook, hey, dude, go rob that store.
Okay.
You know? But yeah.
What would you say you've liked the most about being an artist? The moment you're like, okay, this is what I want to do and this is what I'll be doing and this is what I'm doing right now. What do you think has been the most... The thing that you've liked the most about doing it?
Well, number one, it's the satisfaction of seeing your work done. As I'm drawing and all that, I mean, I don't really see what I'm doing. Because you're so absorbed in details that you don't see the bigger picture. Until you sleep, you wake up the next day, you see the whole thing, you're like, wow. So that satisfaction is number one.
Mm.
Like, I like seeing when I'm done. It's satisfying. Number two is probably the response that you get from other people, whether it's online, offline, you know, people look at your art and they see it way better than you see it. You see, like, I could improve there.
Yeah.
They see it as, this is where you're at. This is the best I've seen so far, you know. So I enjoy that. Yeah. Also, if I draw a person and that person sees it, that's like a cherry on top.
Yeah. Shout out. And then, like I said, Andy, that, you know, the conversations that we were having during the break, you know, I would love to bring them on air right now. You're an all round artist, for lack of a better description, because you do A3, pencil, hyper realistic work, I'd like to believe,
charcoal.
Yeah. Yes. And you do the illusion thing, right? The double-sided thing, which is on wood.
Yeah, on wood.
Yeah. And then, off air, I found out from Nivo here that you do rugs.
Yeah.
And your first official rug was the Robot Boy face rug. Like,
my first official face was Robot Boy. That was the launch of like doing face, because my whole brand is portraits.
Yeah.
So if I put a portrait on a rug, not just a regular rug, like a face.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that was Robot Boy.
I want to know, bro. I want to know, how did you know you can do that?
I did get that comment. People ask like, at what point do you realize that you know how to do this?
Yeah.
So I saw it was a thing. Like people made rugs. I saw it online. It's something I was done in the States like that. And I was like, I need to bring that here. Because I didn't see a lot of that here. And I was like, okay, I can probably do it on the first try. I've seen so much that I could probably like nail this.
Get it right.
You know? So first try, got it.
Oh my word.
So yeah, I didn't waste time.
You're such a star.
Yeah, this is talent. This is talent beyond comprehension. You know, this is, there's no easy way to break down your ability to the layman. You know, if I were to tell somebody what you are telling me right now, I think the first thing they would say to me is, D, stop lying.
Yeah. You know? Especially the rug.
Yeah.
It being the first, just because you've watched it a million times and you just feel like, okay, I can do this. Yeah. And you get it like that.
Yeah.
Boy.
So, here's what we're gonna do right now, right? We're gonna like direct traffic to your Instagram. Okay, yeah. What's your Instagram handle?
At @SK_original_RSA.
Repeat that.
@SK_original_RSA.
All right, head over to Instagram. Just look at the things myself and Indiwa are talking about, right? Look at the portraits, look at the rugs, look at the double-sided painting, illusion and tontoni there.
Yeah.
And then you will get why we are fascinated about having this brother with us in the studio today, all right? While you do that, we're going to be going for news headlines. It is 4:30. And Ntlamelo Marule is here to give us that. And then Rochelle Sekwela will give us Capricorn FM Sports.
You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's next level. Us. Uyabona Tina, eh? We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone and a good connection. We are the next level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle, Tumzansi's next level. We got your back with top level bundles, top level skills and development courses and next level rewards. So join Umzansi's next level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
Sandile Khapola, known as Sheriff to friends, but SK, of course, original to, you know, everybody else. So we're getting to know the brother, man. We're getting to learn more about this talented guy with us in the studio today, and I'm still blown away, right? And this is how we wrap up the conversation. I wanted to ask, is there a particular artist, right, that you look up to and maybe, you know, they inspire what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's an artist in Cape Town named John O'Dry.
Okay.
So John O'Dry, he's like, his art is something like, it's like what I do, but if you add steroids, like, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So in like pencil art, charcoal art, hey, he's the one I look at. And then when it comes to versatility, there's this guy named Rob the Original.
Okay. So where's Rob from?
He's Mexican American.
Okay. All right.
So somewhere around there. I don't know. So yeah. He is, like, when it comes to versatility, I've seen him make portraits on bread using Oreos, using glass, using, you know, it's the versatility for me. That's what, you know, that inspires me.
Wow. All right.
What are some challenges that you've experienced ever since you started with your journey? Or do you even experience challenges? Because this looks like bread and butter for you, hey?
It's not. It takes time. So, some challenges, because I don't own a car, I need to buy wood. And when I buy wood, I need to get a transport. So I don't always get the transport I need for that. Also for certain venues when I, you know, but I'm working to that. Other challenges might be, you know, like, let's say I draw an artist and I'd have to meet them. But I don't really always get the access to meet them and hand it over. So that was a challenge starting on, but not anymore.
Now they prioritize you, right? They know SK is coming. SK has got art. They will wait for you, right? Shout out. You're being modest about it. You're being humble. You don't want to say that's true, but it's true. I know they wait for you, right? And, I want to ask you this, okay? Because I think we've touched on practically a lot, if not everything. Mm-hmm. But your highlight.
My highlight?
Yeah.
Hey, one day I'm sitting at home. It's like a February.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Kevin Hart's story.
Mm.
Yeah. That was crazy. Another highlight was...
Can Kevin put you up on his Instagram?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
You know, that was pretty crazy. Another highlight was the first time I got to operate... I met Kabza. I don't know. It just went big, you know. So Kabza was my first operation. So I was in turf. It was happening, and I came with a portrait, three portraits. So another one was Dali Wonga's, but I couldn't get access to the venue by that time. It was one of those challenges, the access part. So, hey, me and my homie, me and Keith, my manager, waited a while outside, probably like 4 hours, probably.
Sheesh.
And then we got inside. And then we're tired. We just sat down, you know, just chilling. Like, nobody at that point, that's what we were thinking. And then he's like, yo, let's just go to the front and just show it off. And then we just decided to just, okay, let's just walk up to the front. And lucky enough for me, the crowd made space. I got to the back, and Kabza, I was with him there behind him when he said, and then there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of highlights.
Yeah.
Kuli Chana, Robot Boy.
Shout out. Oh, my God. We'll touch on that further. So you see, we got a message here on WhatsApp, né?
Yeah.
This message here says, hi, SK and the team. So, SK, my son is 9 and he loves drawing. How do I support and encourage him without him losing focus on his schoolwork? So, the person that sent that text is on the line right now.
All right.
And I think they would love to have a conversation with you. It's Anonymous out in Sanin. Anonymous?
Hi, SK and the team.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. So I just wanted to ask, because my son is very good at drawing, but he's only 9, and he's at school, and his school, sure, they have like a whole lot of work to do. So how do I encourage him and support him to grow, but then at the same time, not let him lose focus in his schoolwork, because as a parent, I'm more worried about his schoolwork, but he really loves drawing.
Well, hey, it was also a challenge for me, that one. That one was a real challenge for me. But you see how you have sports after school. Like, you find kids have sports, and that they juggle sports and education. Some do it very well. You could support him by just getting him things like materials for him to use at home. And, you know, it's in a controlled environment. No way he's going to, like, take more time on that. And you get to you'll tell him when it's time for homework, time for, since he's only 9, you know. So you'll allocate him the time when you should do this and that. But you also provide him the materials and the, you know, the support. The support is very much needed. Mm. The support for him to go for the art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
No, that's okay. I'm gonna do that.
Yes.
I'm gonna get him that material, because I was scared of getting him just the materials, and he's been begging me. Because I'm like, look, I don't want you to lose focus. I know you're very good at this. So yeah, if you can get your grade high enough, yeah, I can get you the material. But no, I'm gonna definitely do that, because he's really been pushing.
Yeah, no, it's a very good activity for him to do, because I mean, you won't do anything else. Like, you won't be going outside, taking all that time. It's very nice for him to be.
Well, that's the part I like. He doesn't play outside. He doesn't want to do it anywhere. He just wants to do it with his pencils.
Yeah. <It's>, yeah.
All right.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. Anonymous out in Tanin there. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. As a parent, she must provide the support and the tools, but also control the environment. And then the kid would know school comes first, and then homework. And then after that, you know, his soccer will be drawing, you know?
You know?
All right. I think that is our conversation for today, man. That is it. You wanted to say something?
I just want to ask, because you're 21, right? And I think so far you've done so, so well for yourself. I'm not even going to ask where you're going to be in the next 9 years to 30. I want to know, where would you like to see yourself by the end of this year as an artist?
Well, I'm pushing heavy on the rugs and double-sided. Yeah. So I want to get to a point where my demand is something I control. You know, when you get so much that you're like, okay, wait, hold on, you know. So it's like that with the drawings, but I want it to be like that for the rugs and the double-sided paintings. So right now, my big goal is making these rugs go far. Yeah. So increasing my reach out of Polokwane.
You know, you know what my goal is, right?
Yeah.
I want to be so popular, bro, right? I want to be so big that the next time I see you, bro, you have a portrait of me. That's how I would know I am somebody important here in the province. Like, yo, SK went and took his time and did a portrait of the boy. So one day, I don't know when that will be, but if I win a radio award or something like that, and then I come back home to celebrate, I better have a portrait.
So is that how you create stuff? Like, is that what inspires you? You wait for someone to be a big deal, and then you create something?
No, I go for it all, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm currently running out of, like, celebrities. Like, I've been drawing them.
Dude, you're looking at two of them right now. You're looking at two of them right now in the studio.
It's not really about, like, where you are, you know. Mm. It's just, I drew my playlist.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, I listen to these people.
Oh,
so
okay.
I drew my playlist. Mm. That's from South Africa. So, Gonolis.
All right. Yeah. Look, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm happy that I finally got to meet you. I told you off air that, when I stumbled upon your work, around Polokwane, I quickly inquired who you were, and the lady, well, she might have gotten your, where you're from wrong.
Yeah.
But she eventually did get me your number, and I've always been interested in reaching out, and I've seen you a lot at the clubs where I play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it's very inspirational. You know what you're doing? You do not limit yourself. You know that you can do more. You know you can do better. You learn quick. You put time and effort into what you do, and that's all it's about, you know, honestly speaking. And best of luck, man. You know, I wish you grow. Next time we speak, you know those things, those mosaic, you know, I don't know what they call them in the churches where they build art from glass. People be telling us he's doing that, you know.
I do crack glass.
No
art.
Way!
Yeah, like I crack glass with a hammer.
Is there anything you don't do?
Not yet. I mean, yeah.
So best of luck in the future. Thank you so much for being our first ever next level pioneer for our hashtag youth making progressive moves,
awesome.
You know, in partnership with Vodacom Next Level. Thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck in the future. Once again, your social media.
Shout out. SK_original_RSA. That's on all social media platforms.
All right, man. So, any word you want to give to the people that are listening right now?
No matter what anyone is doing right now, whether you're doing music, whether you're doing art, just be productive. And once you learn how to be productive, work on improving. Once you work on improving, learn how to sell it.
Mm.
Every day, it's just a mission.
Mm.
Every day is a mission, especially when you're young and you're not always going to have the time.
Mm.
It's very hard, especially since I'm also studying. So you have to... Like, you have to grind. I'm from school right now. So,
wow. You came from school straight to the interview.
I just came straight from, you know. So, yeah, just keep, like, every time you get, just grind. Whether you're doing music, just drop, just a verse, this, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, man. Shout out to you, SK. Thank you so much for dropping by, my brother. We appreciate you. Much love and best of luck in the future, right?
Thank you.
All right. That is our discussion today for hashtag Youth Making Progressive Move Monday Motivation with Vodacom Next Level. How do you think it went?
Look at my face.
All righty. We got a cool love. Here's music from Shana coming your way.
This Monday Motivation on the Capricorn Drive is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's Next Level. Us. Uyabona Tina. We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone, and a good connection. We are the next level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle, Tumzansi's Next Level. We got your back with top level bundles, top level skills and development courses, and next level rewards. So join Mzansi's Next Level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.